In spite of Puccini's great popularity, there are some works of his that are still not so well known. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz reviews a new recording of Il Trittico, a group of three one-act operas that Lloyd feels contain some of Puccini's best music.
Near the end of his career in 1918, Giacomo Puccini completed one of his most interesting projects, a group of three one-act operas called Il Trittico, the Triptych. Though its world premiere at the Metropolitan Opera had one of the most glittering casts of the Golden Age, Geraldine Farrar, Claudia Muzio, and Giuseppe Di Luca, it was not a big hit. And it's still uncommon to have all three parts performed together. The opening opera, Il Tabarro, The Cloak, is a brooding drama of betrayal and bitter revenge. When a barge owner on the Seine discovers his wife is having an affair with one of his own stevedores, he kills his rival and hides his body under a cloak. The opera ends when he reveals the body to his horrified wife. The music captures the flowing rhythms of the river. There are colorful minor characters, too. Puccini has a group of dressmakers sing the opening bars of Mimi's first aria from La Bohème. But what raises the story above mere melodrama is Puccini's sympathy for the deep sense of hopelessness in these characters, whose dreams of escape are impossible. If Il Tabarro is the hell of Puccini's three-part Divine Comedy, its purgatory is the morbid and manipulative pseudo-religious soap opera Suor Angelica, Sister Angelica, the story of a woman who's been forced into a convent to hide the shame of having an illegitimate child. It ends with her suicide and a smarmy miracle. It's very well sung, though, on this new recording. The most brilliant panel of the triptych is the last, Johnny Skeeky, which was suggested by Dante's brief mention of the title character in the Inferno. It's a devilishly funny satire about family greed and hypocrisy. The opera begins with the death of the wealthy Buozzo Donati. His grieving relatives are gathered around his deathbed, worried about the rumor, which turns out to be true, that Donati has left everything to a monastery. Rinuccio, a young relation of Donati's, is in love with Lauretta, the daughter of Johnny Skeeky, a trickster like Figaro, whom Donati's disinherited heirs snobbishly regard as a peasant. But Johnny Skeeky is the only person clever enough to change Donati's will before the authorities arrive, by pretending to be the dying Donati himself. Then he double-crosses the greedy relatives by leaving all Donati's fortune to himself. The most famous aria, and one of Puccini's most beloved, is O Mio Babbino Caro, in which Lauretta tries to cajole her father to help her lover's family. who could resist this melting rendition by soprano Angela Gheorghiu? It's good to have this new recording, with its starry, though vocally uneven, cast, and despite some crude moments, like soprano Maria Guleguina's ear-piercing shriek at the end of Il Tabato. Antonio Pappano, the new director of London's Royal Opera, conducts the London Symphony Orchestra with imagination and flair. And baritone José Van Damme is a captivating comedian as the conniving Johnny Schicchi. Il Trittico is an opera for people who both love and hate Puccini. This recording confirms the high place in Puccini's canon his most sophisticated conception deserves.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new recording of Puccini's Il Trittico on EMI.